Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Wilson sisters bringing us back. Ann and Nancy Hart, otherwise known as Hart. Welcome back, 17 Tale. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my brand new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com with a number 3. Gordon Chang is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. Also, his earlier book, The Coming Collapse of China, is a bellwether watershed book on that topic. You see his byline many places around cyberspace. Gordon, thanks again for being here. I want you to give us a little bit of an update on where things are in China. There's an article recently in the Wall Street Journal about how China is actually getting a dose of their own medicine from Mr. Trump. This might actually be a place where Trump is having some good days, in that China plays the game of never, you know, they never like what you offer them, and so you wind up negotiating with yourself. And Trump has kind of turned the tables on him on that. What do you think about that?
Yes, this is one area where I think President Trump is doing incredibly important work on a critical issue, especially with these tariffs. You know, people call these tariffs a trade issue, and of course they have trade implications. But these tariffs are intended to prevent China from stealing U.S. intellectual property, which China does to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars a year.
It's a major industry there.
It is woven into the fabric of the Chinese economy and the Chinese system. And so essentially, we've got to do something. And people who criticize the tariffs, which are imposed under Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974, have yet to come up with answers as to what we should do. No one likes tariffs, but unfortunately, that's the route we're going to have to go, at least in the interim. And what President Trump is trying to do is to prevent the Chinese from taking innovation. We have increasingly an innovation-based economy.
Right.
If we can't commercialize our innovation, we won't have very much of an economy.
And protect it.
Absolutely.
I mean, nobody listening to the show, Gordon, leaves the door to their warehouse open overnight. Nobody does that.
No, except that the United States has. And we have a succession of presidents who have done very little to protect U.S. intellectual property. And
right.
Primarily that would be George W. Bush and Barack Obama.
Exactly.
Almost purposefully did not protect us. They had other objectives in mind of trying to integrate the Chinese into the international system.
Play nice with them.
Play nice with them, and by doing that, failed to take effective measures to stop Chinese intellectual property theft. People may not like President Trump's tariffs, but what he's doing is really important. And, you know, the previous two presidents went missing on this issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing about President Trump's tariffs and his strategy, you can't reset 80 years of bad trade deals with the world without breaking a few eggs. Somebody's going to be hurt. It can't be done without any casualties. But I do believe that Trump is sitting there with a winning hand, because there's basically no one in the world that we're putting pressure on for a better trade deal who we can't live without. Would you agree with that, Gordon? If we had to, we could live without them, but they can't live without us, most of them. And I think he's got the winning hand, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's generally correct. I think that we need to have good trade relations with our two neighbors, Mexico and Canada.
Yeah.
But for the rest of the world, I think that's true, that we can live without them.
I should have said outside the hemisphere. You're correct. That's a good correction.
Yeah, and what President Trump is trying to do is to make sure that American workers and American businesses have a fair shake. And for various reasons, they have not had that fair shake. In the case of China, China's behavior is increasingly predatory, and we've got to do something about it, because right now, unfortunately, because of bad policies in the past, we now have a trade outlaw at the center of the system of global commerce, mm-hmm. and that is just unsustainable.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think that Trump's going to win this tete-a-tete with China, the trade tete-a-tete?
Let me put it this way. The United States has basically all the leverage. The only thing that we may lack is political will.
Yeah.
And I think President Trump has it, but this is something where it's got to be proven.
You're saying America can win.
You have all the leverage.
America can win if it wants to. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, because we're the trade deficit country. We're the bigger economy. China last year, 88.8% of its overall merchandise trade surplus related to sales to the United States.
Right.
That gives us enormous leverage, Jim.
That's right.
The list
right.
goes on and on.
Yeah. All right, so one last question before we go to a break. We're going to talk about North Korea in the next segment. Is anything that Trump is doing in this chess match with China, is any of that impacting China's will to help or will to not help with because China will have to be in the resolution of North Korea, right, in that equation?
We can minimize China's role, which is what President Trump has been doing. But, you know, obviously the Chinese don't stovepipe relations. In other words, if they're unhappy about trade, they'll take it out on us on something else.
That's
like
what I was
North
worried
Korea.
About. Yeah, mm-hmm.
But
that's what,
we don't
that's
know,
what I mean by
know,
the chess game.
What President Trump's doing, though, might actually be beneficial on North Korea. So mm-hmm. You got to remember, you got to impose costs on the Chinese to give them incentives to help.
Right. Well said. All right, folks. What a great report from our good friend Gordon Chang. He and I will be right back after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.